Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning on 710 WOR.
Good morning, everybody. At 7:54, a beautiful sunny day here in the city. And in about just a little over half an hour, Natalie and I are going to be booking on out of here, Len, leaving you by yourself at the mic, because we are going to be at the Tony Award nominees press scrum at the Intercontinental Hotel in Times Square today. I'm going to be up there with my microphone, and we're going to be trying to snag a few of the nominees who, if we get some between 9 and 10, we will put them on the show this morning. If not, we'll record them, and we'll have them tomorrow. We're going to get Tina Fey and Andrew Garfield, I think, maybe swinging by, and a whole bunch of...
Linda Jackson?
She's the one I can't wait to meet. She's going to be there. I wanted to meet this woman. Her performance in Three Tall Women on Women on Broadway is sensational.
Well, Tina Fey, of course, wrote Mean Girls.
So I will not act all innocent. I won't fake apologize. Let's just fight and then make up, not tell these lies.
Rather be me than be with you. That sounds like a Mean Girl.
It is a Mean Girl. It's a fun show. 12 Tony Award nominations for Mean Girls.
And also SpongeBob got 12. Hey, listen, we got an email from Bridget, who's a big, goes to all the shows.
Yep.
She wants to know why they're Tony. She's really annoyed about this Tony thing because she has theater tickets tonight.
Oh.
And she doesn't want these actors or actresses to be all tuckered and tired from talking to you media types.
It's a two-show day, so after they finish schmoozing with the media, they have to go and give a matinee and then an evening performance.
Wow.
She raises a good point, and I have to be honest with you, Len. I have heard actors over the years grumble that the run-up to the Tony Awards in June, between the nominations time and the awards, is exhausting. Yeah. They have to be out at everything. They have to shake the hands of all the voters. They have to schmooze everybody on their way to an award ceremony, and they still have to turn in 8 performances a week. But they're pros, so Bridget, don't worry. I don't know what show you're seeing tonight, but I guarantee you, even if they're tired, they will give you a performance 100% all the way.
Now, how about the big Apu controversy with The Simpsons, huh? And
Well, there was this documentary called The Problem with Apu, because he's a South Asian character, and the South Asian community thinks it's stereotypical, and they found it offensive. But Matt Groening, who created The Simpsons, he says people just love to pretend they're offended.
Please come again.
He says, I'm proud of what we do on the show, and I think it's a time in our culture where people just love to pretend they're offended.
I like, yeah. Cute accent, right? This is...
I think Apu's very cute.
Hank Azaria does the voice, yeah.
Please come again.
Please come again. Please
anyway,
come again.
So people just like to pretend they're offended. All right.
I'm the line at Citibank.
Please come again. Are you...
Please come again.
Are you buying this Caitlyn Jenner story?
No.
Caitlyn Jenner, according to The Mirror... Is that a reliable? That's the
sketchy. Very
it's like
sketchy.
Page six, right?
No. Page six is the Washington Post of gossip. Len.
Oh yes. Anyway, Caitlyn Jenner has said time and again, according to The Mirror, that she's just good friends with blonde bombshell Sophia Hutchins. Well, now they're going to get married. She's also transgender. So you have two transgenders. You got to figure this one out. Who wears what? You got two transgenders. But here's the thing: Caitlyn Jenner is 68. She's 21. 47-year age gap. And now this will be, technically, it's her first marriage, Caitlyn. But if you count her incarnation as a man, it's her combined fourth marriage.
I'm already confused.
I am too. Anyway.
I have no idea where you are.
This sounds like it's a made-for-TV thing,
does
right?
Does he still have, she still have male
I don't know.
Male parts?
I don't want to know. If he does, he's going to have fun with
that's
this 21-year-old.
That's a very good question. I wonder, did they whack
the
it
deal?
Off?
No,
Natalie, what
so.
Is the...
They don't whack it off?
What's the official
on?
Ruling on the anatomy and the plumbing?
What's Caitlyn packing down there?
From what I remember reading from the cast is
a
that...
A box of Wheaties.
She had not gone through the full surgery, as they call it, the bottom surgery.
Well, And that's why she is dating the 21-year-old girl, the blonde bombshell. Okay,
she's,
we get it.
She's pretty attractive,
she
by
is
the
very
way.
Attractive.
So Caitlyn is a woman, but she's interested in women. So she
when she first came out,
she a lesbian?
She wasn't sure where she was going to go.
Exactly. When she first came out, she made these comments like, I still like guys. I don't know.
You know, this leads me to believe that this was all a fake.
I think so.
I don't think you go to that extreme for something that's fake. Really?
I think it's very strange.
If she was really into it, it would be gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
God. No, I don't know what you mean.
Yes, God
you
in do. 60 it's, seconds.
I think it's a little more
snip, snip.
Involved
snip.
Than
snip.
That.
Snip, make snip. Up your mind. Make snip, up your snip. Mind. Make up your mind. Hey, Johnny Depp, he's got a lot of lawsuits flying at him, but apparently now he's facing another lawsuit brought against him by two of his ex-bodyguards who claimed that they've had to sort of clean up his vices in public, and they found him Yikes. With drugs all over his
so
face.
What are they suing about?
Well, they say he created a toxic and dangerous work environment.
So quit.
With constant labor code violations and his compound
quit?
In L.A. I don't know why they don't quit, but it's compound
hung
in L.A.
Long enough so they could sue.
Of, well, yeah. probably. And 50th anniversary, Len, of a great movie.
The Odd Couple premiered in New York. Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau. You know,
not with, the TV show. People know the TV show, but this is the movie.
The movie was hysterical. By the way, I saw it right around the time when it, and it, you know
you
where
did?
I saw it being played?
Did you see one of the great old movie palaces?
This was at Radio City Music Hall. They used to show movies.
You know, yeah, of course.
Rockettes
yeah,
would come out and do something, but they would show the movie. I saw that movie at that time. When it debuted at Radio City Music Hall.
And Neil Simon is still alive, but sadly he he's not doing very well and can't write anymore. But his wife has told me that every now and then she looks at him and he puts his finger in the air and he makes motions with a finger and she says he's writing. He's writing in his mind.
Wow.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful writer, Neil Simon's.